All I give a damn about.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players.
This is The Rich Eisen Show with guest host, WWE superstar Seth Rollins.
My feelings on CM Punk are not hard to find. Don't like the guy. Never liked the guy. Haven't liked the guy. Probably never going to like the guy.
Earlier on the show, undefeated boxing champion Terrence Crawford. Coming up, UFC broadcaster Daniel Cormier. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's WWE superstar Seth Rollins.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are back here. Hour number two of the Seth freaking Rollins show. I can't get over it. It's still just so nice. It's so wonderful.
I'm going to sell these cups in the parking lot.
That's right. Put them in the trunk, man. You know what I mean? Put them in the trunk. We had a great first hour. Talked to Terrence Crawford a little bit about his fight with Canelo Alvarez coming up. We got DC, Daniel Cormier, UFC Hall of Famer legend, coming up later in the show. This hour, we are going to talk American football. We are going to talk Chicago Bears. We are going to talk my opinions. You are going to get my wish list for the Chicago Bears for the 2025 season. We are going to go through every single game on this schedule. I am going to predict, like Nostradamus, the future of the Chicago Bears football franchise.
Nostrasethus.
I am the architect. I am the visionary. I am a seer of all things before they happen. So we'll see. And in case you are just tuning in and you have no idea who this strange voice is filling in for Rich Eisen, I am WWE superstar, multi-time world champion, Seth freaking Rollins. The familiar voices, Chris, Jason, TJ, they are all here. Why are you wielding that? You got that Singapore cane, the kendo stick over. What are you doing with that? I don't know what's going on. I'm glad you're far away now.
I just stay ready, Seth. You never know who might make a run in. Right. You know what I mean?
Leave a weapon over there.
Back is to the door. I got to protect you if necessary because you can't move around that well right now. So I'm here.
Have you ever actually been struck with that thing?
I have not.
Full force?
I've taken steel chair to the back.
Have you really?
Yeah, my Samoan Uso Tadao hit me once, and that was like 15 years ago, and every Wednesday I still feel it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It just kicks in on a Wednesday afternoon. I understand that. Let me tell you something about that kendo stick over there. That is excruciating.
Yeah.
It is so painful. People think, oh, it's just a little stick, a little whack. Yeah, it's like being stung by 1,000 bees at one time.
As Tommy Dreamer told me,
it is
recently,
so bad.
Like, it's literally the only wrestling weapon that its only real function is as a weapon.
Yeah.
Like a steel chair you sit on, a table you put stuff on. This kendo stick is just meant to beat people down.
That's it. That's it. It's just meant for pain and suffering, and that's it. And it's horrible. We're also going to get to some callers. We have power rankings later. We have big power rankings of professional wrestling finishing moves. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I like that.
If you want, you can call us. The lines are open. We got a few waiting, but the lines are open. 844-204-RICH, R-I-C-H. Still couldn't get that Seth number going, but maybe next time. Maybe next time. You can watch us live on the Roku Sports Channel. Listen to us at the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 375. Follow us, Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen Show. We need to get a Seth Rollins show at going. We need to do that. I'm just saying, for the future. You know, we're not taking over anytime soon, but you never know. You never know.
A chia pet grows in 3 days. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to plant those seeds.
You got to plant the seeds. That's it. It can't grow unless you water it. So here we are, you know? Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Water and fertilize.
Sprinkle a little bit. Yeah.
That's Nick Sirianni.
What's going on over there, Brockman? What's on your mind, man? What are you thinking about?
You know, I'm monitoring the British Open. Open Championships going on
round one now.
Across the pond. Round one. A bunch of guys I've never heard of are in the lead. That's cool.
God, is that where golf's at right now?
Well, it's just first round at a major. You always get some randoms kind of at the top. But then, you know, as the weekend hits, the cream always rises to the crop. to the top, like Macho Man used to say.
Ooh, yeah, brother.
Matt Fitzpatrick is he's a major winner. He's at minus four. But okay. I'm monitoring Rory, a big Rory guy.
You're a Rory guy.
Big Rory guy. I always have a wager or two on him for the majors.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking about, you know, thinking about the NFL stuff. We're thinking about Major League Baseball back tomorrow. Every summer league's going on. You know, summer's kind of a lull, but there is stuff popping. So I like thinking about all that. You want to take more calls? What do you want to do right now?
Yeah, let's just do it. Open up with a call. Let's bring in a call.
Let's go Tanner in Iowa. Let's go more Iowa.
Iowa,
Tanner,
baby.
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, now.
Good, man. How are you? Are you driving? What are you doing?
I'm driving in Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Cedar Falls. You and I, baby.
Yep. And I was going to say, first off, I loved your intro for the Iowa Hawkeyes when they played, I think it was Washington.
Yes.
Fox.
Yes.
One of the best intros I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
What I was going to say is, I don't know if you know who Caden Proctor is. He's a two-time trader to the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Alabama Crimson Tide offensive lineman. He was asked who, if he considers himself the greatest Iowa athlete to ever come out of Iowa, and he said he didn't want to be named. And he said Caitlin Clark, and which I agree, but it's kind of disrespectful to Seth Rollins that he didn't say Seth Rollins 1B and Caitlin Clark 1A. So I just thought,
well, that's just say that. I appreciate that.
I also agree with you that Cooper DeJean should have won the Super Bowl MVP.
That's right.
Like I said, Iowa bias.
It's just a fact. That's all it is, man. Pick six in the Super Bowl. Come on now. So what's the question, I guess?
I guess it was just a comment, but I guess the question would be, where do you consider the top five greatest Iowa athletes to ever come out of the state of Iowa, and also if you're ready for the Vikings to beat the Bears week one?
Oh, shame on you,
Tanner!
Shame on you!
Shot out the door.
There is no chance we are losing to JJ McCarthy week one. Not a chance. Ooh. Monday Night Football, I believe, as well, if I'm not mistaken. No chance. Caleb is going to own the Vikings. That's okay. What's going to happen. That's how I feel about it. Top five? I don't know if I can do a top five. I mean, Caitlin's certainly up there.
I'll throw some at you if you want.
I think Dan Gable. Dan Gable is number one.
Roger Craig's from Iowa.
Roger Craig is from Iowa. Yeah. Davenport, actually. Yep. Yeah, yeah. I had a Roger Craig autograph when I was a kid. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world because he was from Davenport, and I was like, oh, I think his sister, somehow I had a connection. I want to say her name was Brenda. We might need to check that. I think it was Brenda. This was a long time ago. I was like 5 or 6 years old. If I can remember that, that'd be pretty crazy. But somehow my family had a connection to like a family member of his. We were able to get an autograph because that's how it was back in the day. Like you couldn't get, there was like sports memorabilia thing that didn't exist. Like Fanatics, like that, was like didn't exist. You couldn't get on the internet and just order a Roger Craig because there was no internet, didn't exist. So it was like a friend of a friend somehow got me Roger Craig's autograph. I mean, he's up there. What an underrated
Dallas Clark
ahead of his time. Yeah, Dallas Clark. Kittle.
Yep. Kittle. Kurt Warner, if we're going to talk you and I.
Warner. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. What a stud. What a story. What a stud. Yeah. Yep. He's incredible. Smart guy, too. Really smart cat.
Lolo Jones is from Des Moines.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Dang. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm into that. I can throw myself on that list.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I throw myself. It's my show. I can do what I want.
You can do whatever you want.
I put myself on that list.
Your name's on a mug.
That's right. Who else is named on a mug? You know what I mean? Come on now. So, yeah, that's cool. I dig that. That's a good question. Sort of question. But, yeah, man, there's no chance. Bears are going to beat the Vikings. I'm still stuck on that. That hurt my feelings a little bit. Iowa's a weird place because we got all sorts of, you know, I'm a Bears fan, but you got Packers fans, you got Vikings fans. In the last decade, you've got a bunch of Chiefs fans acting like they were Chiefs fans the whole time.
Right.
Come on. Elvis Gerback. You were a fan of
Elvis.
Well,
I was in that weird
Gerback spot
where you can kind of pick and choose who you want to root for. You know, you're a Chicago Bears fan. I assumed you'd be a Cubs fan. But you're a Cardinal guy.
Yeah. That's my grandpa. It's a family thing. It was passed down to me. You know, I had no understanding of it as a child. especially the Bears, because we were just losing lots of losing in the 90s. Yeah. I mean, there was a nice little window there, had the Super Bowl against the Colts, lost again, but still, you know, we were winning some years there. Yep. Things were good with Lovie, or at least sustainable, and then back to the losing. So, but no explanation, just my grandpa. That's the hat he wore. He watched the game. We went to church. We watched the games. That was it. Cardinals were good, though, because they won a lot of winning. They just win all the time. Yep. Even when they're bad, they're, like, still over 500, you know, maybe squeaking into the wild card. Yep. So, yeah, man, very, very odd place, Iowa, I will say.
Speaking of Caitlin Clark, guys, a little breaking news here. She announces she's not going to participate in the upcoming three-point contest at the WNBA All-Star Weekend because of the injury. She re-aggravated that groin strain this week against the Connecticut Sun. They were playing at Boston Garden. So major bummer there. And then this week on Women's Sports Now, you can watch right here on the Roku channel, Christine Brennan joined the ladies to talk about, you know, she was very critical of USA Basketball, leaving Caitlin Clark off the Olympic roster last year in Paris. They asked her, the esteemed journalist, who she would have taken off the roster to replace with Clark.
Caitlin Clark was playing great by that point. Her statistics were much better than Diana Taurasi's, so I'll pick Diana Taurasi. 42 years old, basically given a spot, of course, did not play. It led to a great line for me in the book, cynical line for sure. But Diana Taurasi and Caitlin Clark both played the same number of minutes and scored the same number of points in the gold medal game against France, which was a ragged 1-point victory. Mm-hmm. And of course, 0 points and 0 minutes played. Diana Taurasi was on the bench in Paris and Caitlin Clark was 4,000 miles away in the United States. Diana Taurasi's great. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. And she's cynical and acerbic. I personally would not treat a 22-year-old the way she did. I mentor many hundreds of, you know, over the years, 22-year-olds and younger. I would never be as, you know, mean-spirited, kick him in the shins as she was with Caitlin Clark. But I mean, it's a free country. She can do that. You know, when she said reality is coming and kind of laughed like, you know, yeah, well, as we now know, reality was coming, you know, as Diana said for her on that one. But, you know, but that's okay. I mean, that's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. But yeah, I mean, Diana Taurasi was given a spot to get a going away present. Let's just be honest.
Women's Sports Now, that episode is up now. New episodes every Thursday, of course, with Susie Schuster, Renee Montgomery, Sarah Tiana, and Colleen Wolf. This week's guest, Christine Brennan.
Wow. That was intense. I was not ready for that take, man. Yeah. That was intense.
Well, that was, you know, kind of the sentiment at the time. Like, if you're really serious about growing the game of women's basketball worldwide, why wouldn't you have the most famous women's basketball player currently on the roster? And so that's, you know, Christine kind of went in on all in on that last year and has kept that thought going.
She's Caitlin Clark. She is a lightning rod, right?
Yeah.
For the good and the bad, whatever the attention is. Yes, and sir. I can't think. I mean, I wasn't around during the Jordan like rise, you know, being a Bulls fan in the Midwest. I got the 90s and the championships and all the like love for Jordan. But I don't know. I can't think of an athlete in a sport that has done like that's been so polarizing for nothing. You know, for nothing, for just, she's just playing basketball. You know what I mean? She's not like a political figure. She's not outspoken about anything. She tries to just stay in her lane and do her thing. And somehow she's been such a lightning rod for takes on both sides of it. And I simply cannot understand. I'm kind of like, I'm not anti Diana Taurasi either. I think she's a legend.
She's a legend. She's a goat.
But I understand that perspective of like, why would you do this? Like, why are you dunking on the next generation?
Right.
Like, what's the point? What do you get out of this? What's the point? You know, and is it the tough love that you were raised on? Is that part of it that you think you're helping condition the next generation to be tougher? Is there something to that? I don't know. I've thought about this, obviously Caitlin from Iowa. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of like that sort of synergy there, you know. She probably thinks Cooper DeJean should be the MVP as well.
probably.
But there's, you know, there's so many cards that get played on her. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, she wasn't ready for the Olympics. The race card gets played on her for some reason as well, that she's, you know, getting all this attention because she's white. And she, like I said, she has done nothing but just try to stay, keep these blinders on and play basketball.
Yeah.
And like, I just really can't wrap my head around it. And at the end of the day, I go, well, look, all the press is good press, right?
Bottom
all the
line.
Press is good. All the press right. is good press. You know, yeah, spell her name right. Get it done. Yep. Women's basketball, women's sports are only
on the rise.
On the rise. And so I guess you just take the good with the bad and you ride it and you be that, you go out and perform. And that's what she does every single night. You know, bummer that she's going to be out for a little while with this injury.
Yeah.
Missing her at the All-Star game, even in the 3-point contest. That's a bummer.
Yeah. So they didn't say anything about her not playing in the game yet, though, or just she's not going to do
it? It was just the All-Star. It was just a 3-point shootout right now. So.
No, she can't play in the game if she can't.
I would imagine she's not playing in the game. She didn't play last night.
I mean, I could shoot threes with his knee, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not, but I wouldn't be playing in no game. So that groin can't be good if she's taking the 3-point contest off. Yeah. She's not going to play in the game.
But like you said, it's very polarizing. You know, even like yesterday, Brockman and I got into this heated debate about it. And I think the bottom line is this. 5-6 years ago, we never would have gotten into
3 years ago.
3 years ago, we wouldn't have gotten into this debate about the WNBA. So, like,
what
you
was
said,
the debate? What would can you?
It's just you know,
I don't even
people
what
have the
about,
people saying she's the greatest of all time, and I'm kind of like I get pushed back on that a lot, and then. You know, social media came after me one day because I said maybe she didn't deserve to be on the Olympic team. Not that I didn't like her, not that she wasn't good. But, you know, she was a rookie. Maybe she didn't deserve. And that set off like
firestorm.
Yeah, she anytime you mention her name, man, it just brings out the best and the worst of people. And like you said, she's just a girl who seems like the female Kevin Durant. I mean, all she wants to do is ball.
Yeah.
All she cares about. But fan bases, whether you like her, whether you know you don't, it brings out the worst in people sometimes. Yeah. So,
I get it.
Yeah, man, it's interesting, but like I said, she puts eyes on the W, and
she really reminds me, and I'm gonna say this, I don't mean this. She's so this is a bad word. It's a bad word to say.
Wait for that dump button.
Yeah, I know. No, she's so plain.
You know? Yeah,
she's so like.
But that's not an insult.
No. She's so uncontroversial. Yeah. She's so normal. Right. Like I feel this way about Taylor Swift a little bit. I go like Taylor Swift was this massive phenomenon. This is a huge thing, the highest grossing tour of all time. Yeah. And like, I think Taylor Swift's got some bangers. You know, I think she's got some great songs. Like. She's just like a normal, thing. Like she's not a gimmick. Like she's not out there like doing a bunch of crazy stuff to get attention or anything like that. She's just like, you look at her, you listen to her. She's just like a normal thing. I'm like, how does this hysteria happen? I felt that way. But where does it like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, you know, just to stay on the music, like Beyonce, I get, I get Beyonce. Like Beyonce is like this thing, you know what I mean? She's one name. She's Beyonce, Destiny's Child, but she's like, you know, she's like this. You see her and you go, oh, that's a star.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a star. And she makes these bangers. She's got this voice, like she's got the moves. She looks the part, like all this. I get all this, but then like you get a Taylor Swift or a Caitlin Clark and you're just like, you're a baller. You got these hits. You put up these points, put up these numbers. But like you said, you know, her numbers aren't like the, you know, the craziest numbers you've ever seen in your life. Like she's not scoring 30 points a game or anything like that.
Right. For the WNBA, her numbers are pretty
They're great. They're
insane,
fantastic. But she's not like at the top. She's, you know, maybe top of the list in assists, I think.
Yeah.
But like she's not, you know, like I said, she's not putting up like Jordan numbers. Like she's not averaging triple doubles. She's not like changing the way the game is played. She got the long ball, but... You know, it blows my mind a little bit. The fascination around her is shocking. But I love it. I love every second of it because these women are hustlers, man. And they whatever spotlight you can put on them is fantastic. And the fact that she's got this and she's got this spotlight and, you know, the pay's coming up and all of that is great. I love it.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. So you know we love talking movies around here. You know we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie. Also, Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there. I did not approve this, but, you know, that's part of me delegating to you, our social media grandmaster. You put out on Instagram a photograph. It says Breaking Bears Trading for Russell Wilson. And what's today's date?
It is April 1st, Rich.
And that is what? It is April Fool's Day. So it's 5 minutes to air, and I have my phone's on the desk, and it's buzzing. And
yeah.
And I see it is, you know, it's it's Jeff Garlin. Is the caller there? Is the caller there on the
Rich Eisen? Jeff from Chicago.
What's funny about it? Nothing's funny about it. Nothing is funny about it. Our friend Doug Robinson texts me.
Yes.
Capital left, Russell Wilson. He says, you know, Rich doesn't usually get the scoops. Adam Schefter should be on this. Well, that should have made me suspicious.
Yeah.
But no, I have so much respect for the Rich Eisen Show that I know that they have connections that nobody else has.
That's true.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm not going to swear. But I got to tell you, your little social media boy, he's going to get his. Oh, my God. He's gonna get his.
TJ, do you have anything to say to Jeff Garlin?
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
All right. Hey, TJ, you don't know what you've brought down on yourself. You don't even have a clue.
I'm ready for
the power that I have, especially in practical jokes. I'm going to nail you so hard.
Pause.
You know what? I hope you enjoy your testicles right now because they're going to disappear.
No, but I need them.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's talk the Bears, baby. Seth Rollins here, WWE superstar, filling in for Rich Eisen on the newly named Seth Rollins Show with the new logo and all that good stuff. We are going to talk Bears. We are going to talk Chicago Bears. I am, in case you didn't know, Chicago Bears fan.
What?
The Bears. Shocking. I know, shocking. Chicago Bears, American football fan. I have loved the Bears pretty much my entire life. Look, I'm gonna make a confession. I'm gonna make a confession to you guys. It's hard. I had a bit of an affair with the mid '90s San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I get it.
Look,
you got caught up.
Things weren't going well.
You got caught up.
Yeah, things weren't going well with the Bears. And
do we need to pull a couch over so you can lay down on the couch?
The names, you know, Steve Young,
big names,
Jerry Rice,
he was good.
Ricky Waters,
not bad.
And for a season, primetime,
Dion.
I loved Deion Sanders when I was a kid, man.
I love him today.
Who didn't? Yeah, I still love him.
I love him right now.
I mean, he's the best. He's awesome. But I mean, what was not to love, you know?
Well, I was a Cowboys fan, so there was a lot not for me to love.
Yeah, you were a Cowboys guy. Yeah, that was the rivalry. So my brother, also a Chicago Bears fan, had a love affair with the mid-90s Dallas Cowboys.
Right, so me and your brother.
You'd be tight. Yeah. Aikman, Smith, Irvin, the whole nine. Moose, the whole nine.
You guys stepped out for a second.
Yeah, we did. We had the starter jackets for these teams. Oh. We did the whole thing. Yeah, it was really a depressing time.
But
the
starter jackets were a movement in the early 90s.
That's true. Starter jackets were a movement.
But we could have had navy and orange, you know? But instead, I had red and gold. Yeah. And I'm ashamed to admit it, but it's the truth. But I found my way back, man. I found my way back through Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs and Charles Peanut Tillman and Devin Hester. Yeah. And now I'm living in it with Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. And I am back in full force. And I may be the world's biggest Chicago Bears fan. Certainly the most prominent, I would say, or up there at least, up there. Yeah, I mean, there might be some people arguing with me on that. But I am, till I die now, loyalty to the Chicago Bears, but I got some nits to pick.
Oh,
yeah, I got some nits to pick.
Pick some nits
with the Chicago Bears. I have a wish list.
Oh,
I have a wish list for the Chicago Bears. If I had one, I got five. Okay. I don't got just one. I got five. I got a top five for the Chicago Bears 2025 season. I got a wish list for you, and we're gonna kick it off with number five. You guys ready for this? Look at that.
High five.
Look at that graphic.
Three, four, and five.
Seth that freaking Rollins. Jacked out of my mind. Look at that. Kind of look a little bit like Jesus there. Right? I like that. I like that.
You were the Messiah, so
I was the
sense.
Messiah.
You still are, I guess.
I am, always.
Yeah, we can't
always
take that from you.
That's right. All right, number five. Listen, guys. Can we just do one head coach?
One head coach
this season. You know, I'll double up on it. Maybe just one offensive coordinator as well, please. Just one. If we could just Declan Doyle, just stay in that spot. We know Ben Johnson's running the offense, but just one. Just one coaching staff. Just lock in for the year. Get back to the old Bears ways and just not be firing nobody, you know? We don't need in much chaos, okay? Number four. And this one, you know what? I'm going to say this. It's not going to be that hard. It's not going to be that hard because we should have been 2-0 against the Packers last year. My wish at number four, 2-0 against the Green Bay Packers. We beat them in the finale at Lambeau already, Caleb, undefeated at Lambeau Field. But we should have beat them at Soldier Field as well, if not for a bit of a coaching hiccup. Maybe could have got a couple extra yards, kicked a little bit closer. So your trajectory of the ball goes up instead of out, and you don't have that block. And we're 2-0 against Green Bay in the Caleb Williams era. But we can do that in 2025. I think no problem is what I say. No problem, Green Bay. Listen to me on that.
Wow.
Number three, this I think is going to be, again, we can do this. This is an easy list so far, guys. Easy list. Number three, know what the moments. No WTF moments. Let's just pump the brakes. Look, if we're going to lose, let's just lose to the better team, okay? I don't want any coaching snafus from the sideline. I don't want any, should we call a timeout? Do we have a timeout? What's a timeout? I don't want any, none of that. No Thanksgiving Day breakdowns. I don't want any of that. I don't want, like I said, get closer when you can. I don't want any, like, oh, let's only rush three on the Hail Mary. None of that. All right. Let's just play the game. Do it smart. Use the analytics. Do the right thing. No crazy moments. No WTF moments. Please, please, guys, for the love of God, don't break my heart. All right. Number two, this is a bigger ask because in the history of Chicago Bears football, never been done. I need 4,000 yards passing for the kid.
Come on now.
King Caleb, we are ready. We are prime. We got Moore. We got Adunze. We got Loveland. We got Komet. We got Luther Swift. Burden the third. We got Swift. We got Roshan. We got Ballers. Zacchaeus. We got them all. Let's get it done. And we got a veteran offensive line. So we're going to keep Caleb upright this year on his 2 feet.
Protected.
We're not going to get 70 sacks this season. No, sir. 4,000 yards passing. I want it. I need it. Nice. I can feel it in my bones.
I can feel it.
And now we have reached my number one.
Oh, baby.
What do we got?
And I thought about going all the way with it. I really did. There was a strong debate in my heart about going all the way with number one. But I said, you know what? Let's just be real, man. Let's be real. What can we do that's real? And what we can do that's real, we can bring the NFC North home to Soldier Field, to Lake Michigan, to Chicago, Illinois. I want to take back the North. That's what I want. I'm with you, Poles. I'm with you. We're going to take back the North. We will be the kings in the North again. It is time for Chicago Bears football to rule the NFC North. Bye-bye, Green Bay. Bye-bye, Detroit. Bye-bye, Minnesota. You don't stand a chance. We're taking the North. That's what I want. That's my wish list for Chicago.
Okay.
What do you guys think? Can we get these things done? What do you guys feel?
I think that's a great wish list.
Da Bears.
We were high on Caleb last year. I'm going to continue to be high on Caleb. I think he is that dude, and I think he should be very happy heading into this
season. I love it. And if you got any problem with it, you can call in and you can talk to us about it because we got a phone line for that. 844-204-RICH. Call me. Tell me what you think about the Chicago Bears. Should we do it? Should we do the schedule?
Let's do it.
Should we do the schedule? Should we just go week to week?
Bears win-loss game with Seth Rollins.
Look at this. I got this fancy. Look at this thing they got here. This is cool.
This is fancy. And all that.
Yeah, man. Laminated. I can't spill nothing on it and ruin it. It's going to be great. Let's go through the schedule. Let's make predictions.
All right, here we go, yes, Seth. Sir. Week one, Monday Night Football at home against the Vikings.
Oh, W. No doubt.
W
at home, Monday Night Football, rookie quarterback on the other side. Dennis Allen is going to feast on J.J. McCarthy. That's bottom line. We're going to win that game.
Week two at Detroit.
As much as I would like to say we're going to go 17-0, I can't do it. No. I'll take an L in Detroit on week two. I'll do it. I'll give Detroit that. They're still a great team, well-coached, a lot of talent on that squad. We'll see what they look like early in the season. New coordinators on both sides of the ball, but I'll take the L there.
Week three, home, mid-afternoon. You know Tom Brady's going to be there against the Cowboys. Week three, Dallas.
It's Cowboys.
Oh, he's laughing.
Blowout. Blowout.
Yeah,
blowout.
Blowout game. Done. Over.
2-1.
2-1. Bears, baby. Dallas instead. Come on. Get out of here. Cowboys aren't going to win that game. They might not win a road game all season.
I'll be texting you that Sunday. Yeah,
please do. We watch it together, sir.
All right, we'll do that.
Week four in Vegas. Raiders.
W.
3-1. W. 3-1 heading into the bye week.
Love
and then
it.
We got Monday Night Football at Washington.
This a get back game right here, baby. This a get back. We need this one. We need this. All right. We need it. I don't like that bye week being so early in the season, by the way. I'm gonna throw that in there. I don't like that. But we need this win at Washington. This is gonna be a get back game for that Hail Mary last year.
4-1 home for the Saints.
Yes, sir. W.
5-1 at Baltimore.
That is now we're getting to the sticky part of the schedule here.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore, again, the most complete team in the NFL. I'll take an L there.
Okay.
I'll take the L.
All right.
Oh, God, I hate saying that out loud. Really,
more AFC really North. Back-to-back tough AFC North games at Cincinnati.
At Cincinnati.
Week 9.
Week 9. Oof. 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 No. Oh, I take the L. God, 2 in a row. It hurts me to say, but I'll put the L on it. I'll put the L on it. Eesh.
Uh-oh.
Eesh.
Uh-oh.
Eesh.
All right, week 10, get right game.
Yeah, get right.
Home
W.
For the Giants.
W. Taking that. I don't know who Russell Wilson's
talking.
You
love football now.
Yeah, I love football.
Post it on the threads. Love football.
We'll thread it.
Here we go. Division at Minnesota.
I still
week 11.
I do not think J.J. McCarthy is going to beat Chicago this season. I don't think it's going to happen. Not at home, not in Minnesota, not in Chicago. Not going to happen.
J.J. watches the show, too, so he probably watches.
Good. Please, use it as motivation. Go out there and throw a few interceptions. Please. We'll take it.
All right, 7-3, home for Pittsburgh.
Oh, Rodgers going down. Rodgers is going down.
After you put him in the top 10 yesterday.
I don't care. He's going down. He wasn't number one, was he? He was number 10. He wasn't number one. Uh-huh. He's going down. Cam Hayward, we're going to get you a chain. Don't worry, baby. We're going to get you a chain.
I love football.
8-3 at the champs.
Champs.
Friday night.
You know what? That's the Black Friday game, right?
Black Friday.
If we were
at
in Chicago, I think I might go Chicago, but I'll give Philly the W there. I'll give it to Philly. I hate football.
All right. 8-4 at Green Bay.
We beat them in Lambeau last year. We'll beat them again in Lambeau.
December football.
Drop them in the cold on the frozen tundra. Take them down.
9-4, week 15, home for Cleveland.
Is Shadur going to be starting by then?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
I'll take a dub there. I'll take another W.
Oh, man, I love it. 10-4?
10-4,
home
baby.
Home for Green Bay.
Home for Green Bay.
On Saturday.
Another win.
I love
another
football.
Another win. We're not losing to Green Bay.
11-4.
It's not
going
to happen. I said 2-0. It's on my wish list. I can't go against my own wish list.
That'd
be crazy talk.
Why would you?
At your secretly favorite team, 49ers, week 17.
Dude, you know what? I would love to predict a victory in week 17. We get mauled by the 49ers.
Oh,
every
wow.
season, every time we match up with them, it's bad. Kittle goes off against the Bears.
I was at that game last year in San Fran. Yeah,
Kittle went off. What he could have like a stretch where he doesn't catch a pass for 4 weeks, and then he plays Chicago and he scores
like
six touchdowns.
Catches that game.
It's brutal,
like
dude. Yeah, I'll give San Fran the W
right,
there.
11-5, last game of the year, week 18, home for Detroit. Could be the final game of the season. This could be Sunday Night Football to decide the NFC North.
It will be. That's my prediction. It will be a deciding game for the NFC North, and Chicago will win in Chicago. We will beat the vaunted Lions and take back the North.
12-5.
Kings in the North.
Seth Rollins.
Kings in the North. 12-5. That's my prediction. I'm sticking to it. Chicago Bears football. We are going to take the North. Let's take the NFC. Let's take the whole thing, man. I want it all.
Probably isn't the one seed, but that should win your division.
That's going to win the division. I want the Eagles in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because I want revenge for the double doink.
Doink, doink.
That's what you got to remember. We were a field goal away.
Double doink.
That was the year they went to the Super Bowl. Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl for the Eagles that year. Am I correct? Is that right? That's right, right?
Is that the double doink year?
That was a double doink year.
2017?
I'm pretty positive.
Wow.
That is all because we couldn't kick a field goal. Mitch Trubisky led the game-winning, game-winning drive. I remember where I was at.
I was
at a Hooters.
yeah, you were.
In Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh, what? Was it the original?
I don't think so. It might have. Hooters in Fort Myers, Florida. I remember it. Like, there was a live event that afternoon or that evening. Arn Anderson.
Double A.
The enforcer.
Was the producer on the show, and the game was going long, and I had to text Arn and tell him, I'm going to be a little late. I'm watching the Bears. He's like, oh, I got a kid. I understand. No problem. Just be here. You're on last. Just make sure you're here by intermission. I was there. I remember it. We're driving down. I'm thinking, this is it. We're going to get a playoff victory. Doink, doink. I have a habit of this in chaotic losses. I dropped to my knees. Same as the Hail Mary. I fell to my knees.
Were you by yourself? Who were you with?
I was by myself. I was totally, this was like the stage of my life where I was traveling by myself. My buddy, my travel buddy when I used to drive was Claudio Castagnoli. Okay. Cesaro in WWE. We'd travel all the time. I think this was like a period of time when he was with Jack Swagger, and they were like the real Americans or un-Americans or whatever.
The real Americans, my bad.
And and so he was riding with Zach or Zeb Coulter and Jack Swagger.
We the people.
We the people, yes. And so I was by myself, solo. I went to the Hooters. I had some buffalo shrimp. You know, I had a Diet Coke.
Sounds great.
I had a couple of curly fries, yeah. You know. And I thought, here we go. This is it. We're going to get a dub. Great, great year that year, too. As Nagy's rookie year, everybody was like, Matt Nagy, the future of Chicago. Oh, all downhill after that.
How was your match that night?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Couldn't tell you who I wrestled.
Like you were saying earlier, you don't remember the matches, but you remember where you were for Double Doink.
I remember the moments. I remember the moments.
And that's our second Hooters shout out this week. How about that? I brought up Hooters on Monday.
Is Hooters still around? Are they still a restaurant? Do people still go there?
Not many left.
That's sad, man. You know, Hooters is where I used to watch all my WWE pay-per-views when I was a teenager. They used to put them on because it was a big deal. You put on the pay-per-views. You had, I feel so bad for these waitresses though. So you'd show up an hour early. Say the pay-per-view started, I was in Central Time, so it started at 7. I'd show up at 6 o'clock.
Take
to get
space.
To get my table and get set up. I'd be there for 4 hours.
And you'd order water.
And I would have a water, a water, and you get a soda or like a, you know, whatever, a cola, because you could get refills things on it, and french fries. And then you get like, maybe if you made a couple extra bucks at the car wash that week, I would order like a chicken sandwich or something. Buffalo shrimp was my go-to.
The Hooters curly fries were delicious. Oh, so good, man.
Hooters, high quality. I loved Hooters.
Had great food.
I still love Hooters.
The breaded wings, top notch.
Yeah, dude, very good. The breaded wings, people don't know about them. You don't do breaded wings anywhere.
Not
anymore,
like those.
You know what
man.
I mean? You don't get that very much. So that's my Bears prediction for the
love
season.
It.
My wish list. I want the Eagles in the playoffs. I want revenge for the double doink. I want the NFC North. I want it all.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I've asked you this before, but I'll ask it again because it's the first time that you're here in studio. When you walk around and people see you, which is the movie or play or anything that you get from like?
Depends on the person.
Okay.
Certainly, Dumb and Dumber is a big hit.
Okay.
You know, internationally, and pick an airport.
oh my God, Dumb and Dumber. Oh my God. Yeah. You know, and there's Newsroom and there's Gettysburg and, you know, sure. You get those people, you know, because of Winn-Dixie, which is a little family movie that I, you know, was very happy to get paid for.
Sure.
was going, Winn-Dixie was, my God, I grew up on that. I'm going, okay.
How about Speed?
Speed, yeah.
Did you get that a little bit?
A little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I was the guy back in the office, you know, going, Speed. I remember getting the script, and they said, and I died on page 22. I died in the elevator shaft.
Oh.
And I said, you know, the career's in trouble, but it's not in that much trouble. I'm going to pass. So, and the agent said, hang on, there's another draft coming. You die later. I said, okay. And it did. It came in about, you know, page 80.
So you gained 60-something pages.
I did. Okay. I'm going, well, okay, all right, I'll do it. And Keanu and Sandy Bullock, and, you know, it was like, okay, happy to do it. And I get into that house, and we're in somewhere near here, I think, somewhere south of L.A., and I've got full SWAT gear on,
yeah.
You know, it's like 80 pounds of whatever. And I got to crawl in through a little window and look like Harrison Ford doing it. And I'm like, catching on the window frame and all that. I finally get in. And this the moment in Speed is I've got to turn and look at the thermostat and understand that that's not a thermostat. That's a timer for a bomb. And it's 3, 2, 1 and about to blow up.
Mm.
And so I'm going, how am I going to do that? I'm not going to... Do I make faces? Do I, you know, what? Do I cry? Do I, what do I do? And I remembered an interview that Roy Scheider did for Jaws. And they asked Roy, that moment, Roy, when you saw the shark, my God, I mean, one of the great acting moments in cinematic history. How did you do that? And Roy said, well, I looked down, and when I looked over at the shark, I made sure my cheeks muscles were a little up, and then I just dropped them. So I said, that's what I'll do. So I looked at the thermostat. Cut! Lunch.
Lunch!
And I have gotten critics. That moment in Speed. Jeff? I mean, I get emotional talking about it. You know? Yes. Yeah, well, Roy Scheider.
I love that story.
Great story.
Oh, my gosh. And it's funny you say that it was right around here because the 105 is right up.
Some little house that they rented.
Because the 105 freeway was right just, it wasn't completed yet. And that's when, right here, this freeway that's right here.
Yeah, it was
that
somewhere
was the one that was used
here.
In Speed.
Yeah.
Got that wish list out of the way there.
Felt good about it? Felt good about it?
I felt great about it.
Yeah.
I felt it was very reasonable wishes for the Chicago Bears season, you know? Like, very reasonable. And I think that, you know, I might have undersold the team. We might be able to get more wins. We could get more than 12.
More wins?
Yeah, why not?
Wow.
Who knows? Who knows what could happen? Black Friday's crazy. Anything could happen on Black Friday.
That's
man.
A good point.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? All right. Hoof, 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 hoof. You know, we got a lot of callers over here, man.
We got a lot of callers.
And I ramble too much, so we get on, there's like a minute to go. So maybe we should get to some of these callers so I can properly answer some questions. How about it?
All right.
Let's
do it. Let's go. Let's see. Let's go to Justin in Los Angeles, line 2.
Los Angeles.
Justin, what's up, man?
Hey, it's Justin. What's up, Seth?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to get your thoughts on WWE Unreal. That's going to be next week on Netflix. I know a lot of wrestlers are conflicted. Some like it. Some want to protect the business and kayfabe. And then is there a moment where you had to go off script? I know Saturday you had to come up with a finish on the fly with LA Knight because of the injury. I hope recovery goes well for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, yes, Justin. Yes. Good question. WWE Unreal. Premiering later this month, I want to say like 29th of July, could be wrong on that, on Netflix. It is a behind the scenes, in case you aren't familiar, it is a behind the scenes, like full curtain peel back of the WWE creative process. cameras in the boardroom, the creative meetings, microphones on Triple H and the match producers. You know, the NFL Films crew has been actually working with us to get this footage over the past year, I want to say. Maybe less, maybe more. My timeline might be a little off on that. How do I feel about it? Man, you know, conflicted. He said conflicted in there, and conflicted is the right word. I'm very conflicted on it. On one hand, you know, the industry is so much different than when we all were growing up watching it. Everybody knows what it is. Everybody talks about what it is. And that has, in my opinion, helped grow the business. It's helped make it bigger than it's ever been. It's more broadly accepted, I think, because there's not this gatekeeping that comes with it. That you can't know anything. Now we can all, you know, enjoy it as grown adults, and we don't have to pretend like it's a real contest between, you know, two fighters out there. So the fact that we can all just acknowledge what it is and appreciate it for what it is as this cool little art form, this sort of live theater in the round that doesn't exist really anywhere on the world in any other sort of form. I love that part of it. But there's still this part of me that loves the secrecy. Yeah. That loves the what we call kayfabe. Mm-hmm. I love that part of it, and the thing that makes it so great is people not quite knowing. You know, that little bit of like maybe they really hate each other. That little real conflict. That real thing. And the fact that we're gonna give all that away. You know, maybe it's the evolution. Maybe this is the next step in the industry. And it'll be, I promise you, it'll be fascinating if you're a wrestling fan. I promise you, from a dramatic standpoint, it'll be fascinating if you know nothing about professional wrestling and this is like your first sort of foray into it. You're going to go, whoa, I had no idea that this much thought and this much care and this much intelligence, attention to detail was in the room. You know, it's not just dudes fighting in their underwear all oiled up yelling curse words at each other. So again, WWE Unreal on Netflix. It's July gonna be 29th. Fantastic. It is a 29th, yeah. July 29th. It's gonna be very interesting. I think I won't know totally how I feel about it till I see the finished product.
So you haven't seen any of it yet?
I've only seen what you guys have seen. Like they didn't like send me, you know, episodes and be like, what do you think? Yeah, I know screeners. I've seen the trailers. Yep. Obviously I've seen the cameras around.
Sure.
But like I don't know who's mic'd up sometimes. Like, you know, I don't know. Like I'll have like you know, Michael Hayes, Michael PS Hayes, who's a legend in our business, one of the fabulous Freebirds.
Bad Street Atlanta GA.
Yes, man.
Bad Street in the whole USA.
He's also what I want you
I
to know.
I loved the Freebirds when I was a kid.
Mike, dude, he's awesome. He's awesome, but he's incredible. He is so, first of all, kudos to Michael Hayes. He's gotten sober recently.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which has been incredible. But now his mind
is so clear,
so sharp. He's got so many ideas, but he is one of the unsung heroes of our generation in our business because he is such a helping hand in putting together the creative for everything. And you're going to see that in this show. You're going to see the whole process and how involved he is and how much of a genius. I mean, I rarely throw the word around, but he's a genius. He's a savant for our industry. He's fantastic at it, and he's just a gem of a human as well. Like, he's just one of those people that's such a character. You love being around him. He's a star. So, I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays when it does come out.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the response is. I think you're obviously going to have controversy and pushback from, you know, the old timers. But, man, yeah, I do love that just a little bit of secrecy, man.
Yeah,
just sometimes, you know, sometimes we got to give it all to you. Sometimes we got to tell you all of it. And that's the best thing for you to know all of it. But sometimes that little like, ooh, I don't know. Do they secretly really not like each other? You see it in UFC and you see it in boxing now. Clearly there's a respect, right?
Yeah,
between a lot of those guys. If you get in the octagon, we'll talk to DC maybe about this in the next hour. There's a respect, but like the fact that when they hate each other, or when you think they don't like each other,
great,
that's what you want to see. DC John Jones, perfect example. Yeah. They didn't like each other. They probably still, I know they've buried the hatchet. I don't buy that for a second.
No way.
But, you know, these people don't like each other. Like, it's one thing to see Poirier and Holloway, you know, they love each other. They're going to go in there and swing fists, and that's going to be great. But, man, if they didn't like each other, oh. And you had to, you got to pick a side, you know, who do I want to see get knocked out the most, you know, and you hated the other guy is my, that's the thing, man. That's the, there's like a secret sauce to it. You know?
It's like watching basketball when you know two teams hate each other.
Oh, yeah, it's always better.
The games are so much better.
Oh, you
love
it. And
also, you know, with these other, you say MMA and boxing, they really don't have to care for the well-being of their opponent the way you guys do.
Exactly.
So there has to be that respect.
It's special, man. It's special. We'll get into it in the next hour with DC. I love it.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.